Watch an action sequence in a Hollywood movie like The Dark Knight or Iron Man, and you know that a lot of what you're seeing is digital effects. Watch an action sequence in any number of South Korean movies, and you're seeing the real thing. Well, sort of. It's not the actors getting bashed and bruised up there. It's the stuntmen. But they really are roughing it up, even though the stars get all the glory. Now, a new documentary is giving credit where credit is due. Reporter Beth Accomando takes us to see Action Boys.
Anyone who's seen the outtakes in the end credits of a Jackie Chan movie has a sense of how painful stunt work can be. So why would anyone in their right mind pursue a career as a stuntman?
Because I thought it would be fun.
Kwak Jin-suk is one of five South Korean stuntmen highlighted in the documentary Action Boys. The film recently had its world premiere at the New York Asian Film Festival. Festival programmer Grady Hendricks says he loves Asian action movies, though he feels a bit guilty about how the most exciting ones are made.
Wherever there are no unions and wherever people are willing to risk their lives for something really stupid, that's where you're going to find the best action films coming from.
Director Chung Byung-gil decided to make Action Boys to show fans how their favorite action movies are made. He himself went to a Korean stunt school and worked briefly as a stuntman, so he had an appreciation for what goes into making these popular action films.
When you see something that's really fantastic, action or stunt scenes, something that makes the audience's jaws drop or go wow, that equates to a lot of stuntmen getting hurt.
And they do get hurt. Action Boys follows five young stuntmen from their stunt school auditions to the sets of some of Korea's most popular movies. In one scene, a student spits out a tooth after practicing a fall from a balcony. Oh! In another scene, a stuntman takes repeated blows to the head so a director can get 30 takes. Grady Hendricks says the lack of protective regulations recalls Hollywood in the silent days.
This is Wild West days. You know, this is right back to the days of the silent movies where, let's see if it works. You know, and it's not just Korea. I mean, this is the way stunts worked for years in Hong Kong, the way, I mean, I'm sure with much less safety equipment in Thailand and Vietnam. So these guys are really, and, you know, they're really taking risks on things with people doing anything to get the shot.
That means injuries. But stuntman Kwak Jin-suk doesn't like to keep track of those.
I've broken some bones, I've broken some teeth, I've had puncture wounds all over the place. But since it's not something I'm proud of, I try not to remember too much.
When Kwak does get injured, he doesn't get paid extra, and he doesn't have insurance to pay the bills. Stuntmen in Korea don't talk about what they make, but they say it's far less than they'd earn in Hollywood. Kwak also notes that most Hollywood stuntmen can make a living specializing in one kind of stunt. But Kwak says Korean stuntmen have to be able to do anything.
When we go through our training, we learn how to ride on horses, we learn how to kick, we learn how to punch, how to jump, driving. You don't know what will be asked of you at any given time, so you always have to be prepared.
In City of Violence, which was recently released on DVD in the U.S., Kwak joins dozens of other stuntmen in creating one action set piece after another. Action Boys takes us behind the scenes to show us how banged up these guys get and still keep working, like during the street fight. Even lead actor Zhang Du-hong got bloodied in this scene, but he kept filming because he's a former stuntman and served as the fight choreographer on the movie. Zhang's made the transition to leading man, something many 20-something stuntmen would like to do. Kwak Jin-suk is trying to make that leap. He's pursuing an acting career. He no longer works as a stuntman, though he says he has no regrets. Action Boys pulls back the curtain on how these Korean action movies are made, though it's not intended as an exposé. Director Chung Byung-gil sees it more as a tribute to the amazing work of these stuntmen who achieve so much with far less than their Hollywood counterparts. For The World, this is Beth Accomando.